it's a real honour. You know, it's obviously one of the country's highest awards for the Queen's birthday honours. At the same time, it's very, very humbling because everything I've achieved in my 30-year career in Australia, I couldn't have done, obviously, on my own. And so everything you do is through your teams, your people, the wonderful people like you that does things for multicultural societies every day. So it's very humbling to receive the award. So I kind of feel that I'm accepting the award really for all of us.
Mr. Abed, adding these magical and honourable letters AO next to your name probably would make you reflect on your achievements, like you just mentioned. Any particular achievement you feel particularly proud of?
How long have you got? No. I'm really proud of how much we've changed SBS in the last 6 years. You know, you've been there a long time and you've seen many of the changes, but I'm really pleased that there's more people watching and listening to SBS now than any time in our 40-year history.
True.
And that's just fantastic. I mean, when you think about television, we've increased our audiences from something like 11 million to about 14 million Australians now watch SBS television every month, which is fantastic. And I'm really, really proud of what we've been able to achieve in SBS radio. But, you know, even before my time at SBS, I'm, you know, very proud of having grown Optus Communications.
That's true. Yep.
You know, at Optus, I joined the company when we were, you know, $300 million a year. And I left 10 years later and it was $7 billion in revenue a year. So it's fantastic growth. And it's wonderful that a young, you know, migrant boy from Egypt who couldn't speak a word of English, not one word of English when I came to Australia, can contribute to Australian society and economy. So I feel very proud.
Mr. Abed, you've been managing SBS for more than 6 years now, during which we heard from time to time statements that there is no more need for SBS services and even some requests to shut it down. How do you address these statements, knowing that we live in a world dominated by growing fears from diversity?
I think for a long time, Australia was very much built on immigration and built on diversity. I think Australia's strength is our multicultural nation. I really believe that. And right now, when you look around the world, multiculturalism is under threat. Multiculturalism is being challenged. And the best way to help Australians continue to be a multicultural, successful multicultural nation is for us to understand each other better. And that's one of the things I love about SBS is that we look, you know, whether it be on television or on radio or online, a lot of our programming is to try and explain other cultures, other religions, other, you know, cuisines about people from all over the world. And if we can understand each other better, I think we'll have a much better society. And that's one of the things that is, you know, the objective and the purpose of SBS. So I actually think, given multiculturalism is a little bit under threat at the moment, that our job at SBS is probably more important now than it ever has been in our 40-year history. So I don't think we're going to be going anywhere soon. And the good thing is that, you know, we have great support from our federal government, which is great.
Mr. Abed, you've described yourself as a migrant boy, and indeed migrants in Australia have a big advantage because they can live by embracing the best of both worlds, the best of Egypt in your case and the best of Australia. How you live these two cultures?
One of the things I love about my life is that I'm enriched by the Egyptian culture. I always try and make sure that, you know, yes, I'm Australian first, but I don't think I would be who I was without the Egyptian culture and the Egyptian values that my parents instilled in me. Our Egyptian values and you know, same with a lot of the Middle Eastern cultures, are very much about family first, you know, respecting your elders, respecting, you know, community and those sort of things. I think very important values that drive me. And it's probably one of the reasons why I love SBS so much. So I don't think I would be who I am today without my Egyptian heritage and Egyptian values.
Mr. Abed, let's talk about SBS future. What's your future vision for SBS and its role to spread harmony in such diverse society?
Yeah, so we've got obviously a big strategy, a very clear strategy that we're wanting to grow the SBS audience so that more people can understand their neighbours, their colleagues at work. 49-50% of Australians, you know, were either born overseas or their parents were born overseas. So it's a big multicultural melting pot in Australia, and we always have to remember that when people like Pauline Hanson and others say, you know, stop immigration, we want to return to Australian values. Well, Australian values are very much multicultural values. And so I want to make sure that we continue to help migrants in their own language understand Australia, Australian values, Australian culture, and who we are, including Indigenous culture. Mm-hmm. And we do that through our 70 languages, and I think that's really, really important. So we're doing a radio schedule review at the moment to have a look at which languages we're, you know, broadcasting in. And the society in Australia has changed. We've got new migrants from different parts of the world, particularly from the Arab zone and African as well, and Central Asia as well. You know, the fastest growing at the moment is Arabic and Hindu and African languages. Mm-hmm. And so we have to make sure that we continue to support those new migrants in the same way that SBS supported those migrants coming from Central Europe, you know, from in the early 1970s when we started SBS Radio. It was predominantly Central European languages. And so that's really important. And then on television, we've got to make sure that our programming is really different to 7, 9, 10 and the ABC. That's if we try and be like the other networks, then we're not going to be distinctive enough. And it's really important that we have something that is very different to the other networks. Otherwise, we're not very special as a special broadcast service.